It's gonna rock you like a hurricane. It's gonna rock you till you lose sleep. It's gonna rock you till you're out of a job. It's gonna rock you till you're out on the street. It's gonna rock you till you're down on your knees. It's gonna have you begging pretty please. It's gonna rock you like a hurricane.
The song's sad harmonica break sounds like something folk legend Woody Guthrie might have written, but the words of methamphetamine and its story about the perils of drug use is pure 21st century. That blending of traditional American roots sounds with modern lyrics is quickly becoming a trademark of Old Crow Medicine Show. But it's also important to remember that while this is a band that sounds old-time, they are not a bunch of revivalists. Despite Old Crow's affinity for featuring covers of country classics on their earlier releases, Tennessee Pusher features more original songs than any of the band's previous CDs. The lone exception is a new version of Blind Alfred Reed's song from the 1920s called Lift Him Up.
When a man has got the blues and feels discouraged and has nothing else but trouble all his life, but he's just an honest man like any other, living in a world that's tearing at his mind. If he's sick and tired of life and takes to drinking, do not pass him by, don't greet him with a frown. Do not fail to lend your hand and try to help him. Always lift him up and never knock him down.
Soon after its release, Tennessee Pusher was number one on the Billboard Bluegrass album chart. But calling Old Crow Medicine Show a bluegrass band doesn't really describe the sound of a group that you'll also find playing at rock festivals like the annual Bonnaroo event in Tennessee. Old Crow Medicine Show's instrumentation, guitars, banjos, and violins, may fit the bluegrass mold, but the songs and the way they're presented is more rock and roll and edgier than today's country music. And while many of the songs on Tennessee Pusher deal with subjects like drugs and danger, it's not all darkness on the record. The story of Caroline may be a sad one, but it's also full of hope.
Well, I called you the other day. You sounded like you've been up all night crying. I used to wonder if we really run away or they discover what we were hiding. So free as we were back in 83. So what's the use in even trying? Oh, Caroline. I've seen it all changing, watch it change some more. Seen hard times standing right outside your door. But I'd say you do just fine, you do just fine. Oh, Caroline.
Subject matter isn't the only difference for Old Crow Medicine Show this time around. There was also a switch in producers. Their earlier CDs were produced by country music revivalist David Rawlings. This time, they worked with Don Was, who is known for working with Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones, and Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Longtime fans shouldn't worry, though. Having a new man in charge doesn't result in a big change in the group's sound. It just helped fill out the mix of old-time sounds and modern stories that's made Old Crow Medicine Show popular with fans of many different styles of music. The age-old topic of love gone wrong is also revisited on Tennessee Pusher. The Greatest Hustler of All is an extended story of heartbreak and humiliation with a little bit of humor thrown in to prevent the song from being too tragic a tale of lost love. I'm Catherine Cole.
Well, I met her on the corner of Broadway. Said she seen me coming for a mile. Guess I should have known she was trouble. by the hoodwink in her eye. She said, now watch my hands real careful. But I should have been watching. She stole my heart and my wallet, went running on.